When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Oh, yeah. That is Ravi Shavi from the EP Independent. The song Independent. So good. We love it. Almost Ready Records. Can't go wrong. I'm going to go back to the phones. Hot phones tonight. Hot phones. Hot phones on the Best Show. Best Show, you're on the air.
Poptronic 8000 in the beachfront condo is on though.
Wait, oh, hey, okay. It's Darren from work calling back again. How are you doing, Darren?
I'm doing great, you know, just nose to the grindstone, you know, kicking it on ye old honeymoon.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Last week, cracking a beer. Sure, cracking a cold one. Last week you called, or Darren called, I'm not talking to you, you know you called, and you had some pretty shocking news that you had just gotten married. Not even you were getting married. You had just gotten married to Katrina Starr, who's a motivational extreme magician, she calls herself.
Yeah.
And you had only known her for 2 days after she spoke at an event at our work.
For the last time, it was 3.5 days, you judgmental, gavel-banging gorilla.
Oh, sorry. 3.5 days.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So how is the honeymoon going, Darren?
Oh, it's going amazing. We're so in love, Tom. And I can't think of anyone else I want to do life with. And I'll tell you, the Newbridge Isles are so beautiful this time of year.
Oh, the Newbridge Isles. You went to the Newbridge Isles?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there.
Really?
There's so many different things in Newbridge, and somehow I haven't done that yet. I guess, you know, when it's in your own backyard, you don't do it sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
Is it true about that the beaches are actually made of, like, powdered sugar?
It is true, yeah. See, when Mount Newbridgevius erupted in 3890 B.C., you know, all that hot lava mixed with the naturally sweetened chocolate air.
Mm-hmm.
And it resulted in the famous sugarcane beaches. And I'll tell you, it's like walking on a funnel cake.
Wow, I can't even imagine what that would be like.
It's great.
Uh-huh.
Fun.
Have you seen many Winkledews?
Oh my God, yes. It's funny, they're all over the place here. I mean, who would have ever thought that an armadillo koala hybrid could be so damn cute, you know?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
It is. That said, I did try to pick one up, but it tried to gnaw off my nuts.
Ugh. Okay. I don't know why you had to say that. I don't know why you're picking one up. Anyway, I don't, you know.
Well, they're so cute, you know. You just want to snuggle them, and then uh-huh. you try to do it, and your yeah. marbles are in jeopardy, right?
Okay, yeah.
Marbles in Jeopardy. That sounds like a television album. Was that like the third television album?
I think it was Marquee Moon.
Right.
Adventure.
Right.
Then I think they had a song called Marbles in Jeopardy, which was on that cassette. The Roar.
That sounds right.
Remember that cassette label?
Yes.
R-O-I-R.
You're right. I'll ask Chris Stamey about this.
About the song Marbles in Jeopardy?
Yeah, he'll know about that.
Marbles in Jeopardy. Right?
Had some great drumming by Billy Thicke.
Yes. Those. The twin guitar attack, like no other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're having, any other weird stuff or interesting stuff on your honeymoon?
Oh, yes. I swam with a reggae shark.
Wow. Those are like sharks where the scales are like little dreads, right?
Yes.
Like little
dreads. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like some kind of fluke of nature, I guess. You know how there's all kinds of stuff like that in nature, and for some reason these scales look like little dreadlocks. And it's funny, these sharks, they emit this noise when they're feeding, and it actually sounds like the intro to Babylon by Bus.
Okay.
Remember that? It goes, greetings in the name of His Holiness, Jah Rastafari, ever living, ever fearful, ever living.
And wait, the sharks actually say that?
Honestly, Tom, I was flipping on Moonwalker Kush when I rode the fish, so I don't really know.
What is Moonwalker Kush?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, Moonwalker Kush is a balanced indica dominant hybrid that is the genetic cross of Triple OG and Tahoe Alien, and its odoriferous combination speaks volumes through its pungent scent.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, at least you're well versed on. Hey, you know what I've been noticing, Darren, when you're telling me about this honeymoon?
Right.
You've been saying I and not we. For all these like activities you've been doing.
Oh yeah, well, Katrina had to go back to the mainland on Sunday for a family emergency.
Oh no, a family emergency. Well,
yeah.
Is everything's okay?
Well, her mother's pretty sick.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that, Darren.
Thanks.
That's you should probably be there if you're married and.
Well, that's what I told her, you know, but she said that she didn't want to ruin the special week for me, you know, and she said she'll try to be back here by Thursday, so it should be fine.
Uh-huh. So you're just going to stay on your honeymoon by your, okay. So you're just by yourself for the last few days on your honeymoon.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm making the most of it. It's been a little lonely, but, you know, I'm trying to keep myself amused.
Uh-huh. How so? Like, what are you doing?
Well, like yesterday, I went down this massive Andy Kindler rabbit hole.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. Okay. I was laughing so hard that Iggy the Cabana Boy thought I was choking, and he started doing the Heimlich maneuver on me.
Uh-huh. He did the Heimlich maneuver on you.
No, the Heimlich maneuver.
Okay, it's Heimlich, named after the person.
Wait, what's the Heimlich maneuver?
It's the one where kind of press on your your chest, kind of around your rib cage, to help with breathing. I kind of don't want to know
Well, I'll tell you what the Heimlich maneuver is. Uh-huh. It's apparently when. Until all over the place.
Yeah, I said I really didn't. I had to bleep all of that.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the line that really got me in hysterics and you know, actually kind of made me choke was Jay Leno has a car that runs on not touching his Tonight Show money.
That's yeah. That's Kindler.
I love that.
He is so funny.
Love it. Yeah. I also liked. Why do they call them grapes? They're not gray.
Wait, why do they call them grapes?
Grapes. Like, is they're not gray.
Uh huh. Because okay.
Because it's part of the word grape. I
yeah.
Guess.
No. I understand.
I love it.
Yeah. He's so funny. He says in that. Well, he'll always say, "I didn't get the memo."
Right.
Like, I didn't get the memo.
I think I get that.
Yeah, it's funny. It might be funnier when he does it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, I went to the movies yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did you see?
I saw Cafe Society.
Cafe Society, which
yes.
is... What is Cafe Society again?
It's a new Woody Allen movie.
Oh, okay.
I really liked it. And I'll tell you, I had not seen a recent film of his since... Oh, my God. What's the one that had, like, an elevator to hell? Does that ring a bell? Long time ago.
A Woody Allen movie with an elevator
Does that
to
sound,
hell?
Yeah.
Was it, what type of movie
I,
was
I
it?
I can't even remember. I think it was the one after the one with Mira Sorvino.
After Mighty Aphrodite.
I think it was after that, yes.
But an elevator to hell?
Maybe I'm making that up. I mean... It's possible that the Kush is still in effect. I don't know.
Yeah, this sounds like a horror movie you're talking about.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of like one of those Freddy Krueger movies.
Yeah, you might be mixing up a Freddy Krueger movie with a Woody Allen movie.
Could be.
Yeah.
But I love those early Woody Allen movies, like Bananas.
Uh huh. Okay.
I love that. I love the line when he's down there and someone gets a... I was like, what do you do if there's a snake bite?
Mm-hmm.
And the other soldiers go, suck out the poison. Suck out the poison. Suck out the poison. And they get the Woody Allen and he goes, I will not... I cannot suck anyone's leg who I'm not engaged to.
Yeah, that I remember that scene. This oh, I think maybe he says it funnier when he says it.
I thought I did a pretty good read on that.
Can you do it again? Let me. I'll lead you in on it.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Suck out. No, wait. No,
what do you do? Who says what?
What do you do if there is a snake bite?
So you're not going to do an impression for that part of it.
That was my Latino voice.
Oh, okay.
What do you do if there is a snake bite?
You suck out the poison. Suck out the poison. Suck out the poison. Suck out the poison.
I will not. I cannot suck anyone's leg who I'm not engaged to.
Okay, that was funny.
I really hammered it.
Yeah, you owned it on that one. I think you probably were you doing hand motions.
I was. Oh, I was. Yes.
Yeah. That's probably what it was missing was some hand motions.
Yes.
Uh huh.
My favorite Woody Allen line, though.
What's that?
Didn't take the money and run.
Yeah.
When they interview his childhood cello teacher,
mm-hmm.
and it's this old guy and he, with white hair, and he goes, he had no feel at all for the instrument. He was blowing into it.
Blowing into the cello, yeah. That's funny.
Ugh, Jesus, yeah. Tough audience.
Well, I've seen these I've seen the movies, Darren.
You don't have those scenes like at your fingertips. I'm sure they elicit some sort of surprise and
sure.
Mirth.
I guess so. There was some mirth. There.
Who had the album called Surprise and Mirth? Was that
Surprise? I think that was a Lou Reed album.
I
wasn't
think it was
that,
too.
Like
it was after the Blue Mask. You're right.
Yeah. Wasn't it just like the one where he's just like he was doing like a song cycle,
right?
Or something about.
Do you remember how the song went though?
Surprise and Mirth.
Yeah.
Didn't it go, I got surprise and mirth.
Surprise. Wait, that was way too much emotion.
So, how about this?
I got surprise and mirth.
I got surprise.
That's it.
And mirth.
But look, Anyway, Cafe Society?
Yeah, you like it.
I did like it, okay. But I had one thing I didn't like about it.
What's that?
I thought only one of the love stories worked.
You thought only one of them worked. Would that be the one? Because this is with Kristen Stewart and Jesse Eisenberg.
Exactly, and yeah. That was the one I didn't think worked.
You didn't think that one worked?
Oh, God, no.
Uh-huh. Which one?
The one between Kristen Stewart and Steve Carell I thought was great, though.
You thought that, okay. Steve Carell, Kristen Stewart, which plays into what we were talking about last week, like you hit the bullseye on that one. Which I guess is a reflection of what you're kind of going through now, because you are married to Katrina Starr. And there is a pretty substantial age difference between the two of you.
Jesus. Tom, how many times do I have to tell you that this is what love looks like in 2016? I mean, look no further than Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria. You know, he's 58 and she's 32, and they're about to have their third child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, sure, he looks perpetually annoyed in every photo I've seen of the two of them together, but they're making it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and doesn't he seem dumb?
He seems like he just doesn't try at all in anything. And it's like he's just coasting.
To me, I feel like it seems like he thinks it's impressive. He thinks people's minds will be blown that he's like a Democrat.
I could see that.
Like, he'll just be like, look, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm a Democrat. Wrap your heads around that.
Right.
I'm a Democrat.
Right.
As if there's not just two parties at this point.
Right.
Like, he thinks this is a revolutionary thing.
Well, hopefully I can sway him to the other side at some point, you know, or someone will.
Yeah, or someone. Okay.
Yeah.
So you take a lot of inspiration from Alec Baldwin and Hilaria?
I do. Uh-huh. And, you know, and of course Mick Jagger and Melanie Hamrick.
Uh-huh. Who's Melanie Hamrick?
Only the ballerina carrying his upcoming new baby, Tom.
Uh-huh. And how old is Melanie Hamrick?
29.
Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid to ask how old Mick Jagger is.
He's 73. Uh-huh. Why?
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Well, you think it's going to be weird that he's not going to maybe have the energy to drop off his 12-year-old kid at soccer practice when he's 86?
Yeah, when he's just when he's trying to talk about the birds and the bees.
Yes.
When
from his hospital bed.
When he's there.
What would that
for
sound
natural
like, Tom? All right. So like an aged Mick Jagger.
Okay.
All right, and I'm the 12-year-old. Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
Daddy.
What's that, son?
That's more Keith Richards. Sorry.
Yeah, it sounded like yeah. Daddy.
What's that, son? That's Michael
Caine. That sounds like Bill Wyman.
That sounds like Bill Wyman. Okay.
It does.
What's that, son?
Wait, you got to get this better.
I don't have it. I can't do Mick Jagger, apparently. Can you do it?
No, do it again. You can do it.
Okay, I'll try.
No, I think you'll be better at that. I'm better at the kid.
Okay.
All right, I'll let you go however it sounds, okay?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Yes, son.
The kids at school were saying that something happens between a man and a woman. What is it, Daddy?
Well, this is how that goes, is you got to realize when you're like a lad, right? And you're looking to get with a bird. And,
right.
Like, you got your bits and, like, she's got hers and, like...
I can't do this. I'm way off on this.
I was about to say, Daddy, which one is the fanny and which is the front bottom?
Okay.
I didn't do that, though.
Yeah. Well. Oh, but you just said it, though.
Well, I didn't do it in character. I will if you want me to.
No, you just did. You don't
Daddy.
Need to. Darren, you don't need to.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah?
I read today that Jay Farrow is leaving Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did see that.
So are the rumors true?
The what rumors?
That he quit because you're riding an ATS vehicle for him.
I'm riding an ATS vehicle? What is...
Writing?
Uh-huh.
I can see how that sounded like riding an ATS vehicle.
Yeah, I thought it was like some sort of like... Because you're talking about all these island adventures.
Right.
I thought you might be... Like an ATS vehicle might be some sort of thing I've
like
never...
Like an ATV vehicle.
Yeah. So...
That's one too many Vs, though.
So writing...
All-terrain vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, so you said writing, not riding.
Actually, an AT&S vehicle.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. AT&S.
Yes.
Attention teachers and students.
Yes, is it true?
No, I'm not right. We're not, me and Jay Farrow are not developing a feature film for his character, Attention Teachers and Students.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like, look, I'm not rooting against. Did I think that was good? No, but I'm sorry to hear the guy got fired. I don't root for anybody to get fired from a gig, but
right. That
was not my favorite character. Attention.
Okay.
Attention teachers and students. Yeah, not my favorite.
No. I know who is a favorite character here, because he's probably my favorite on character on TV right now.
Who's that?
Phil.
Phil.
On Roadies.
Oh.
You don't like that?
Roadies.
Yes.
The Showtime show, the Cameron Crowe.
It's a documentary, isn't it?
No, that's definitely not a documentary, Darren. It stars Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
And Carla Gugino.
Wait, it's not a documentary? So the head and the heart... Don't prank the headlining band on their first day on tour?
No, that band of older, that older band?
Yeah.
That would be grateful for that job?
Yes.
No, they don't decide to prank the band that everyone there bought a ticket to see.
Huh.
No, that's not how that works.
It doesn't?
It's not.
Interesting. Sorry. Well, next, you're going to tell me that guy Wes, who looks like he's in Slipknot, doesn't actually love Bob Dylan or know all these John Mellencamp songs.
You mean the guy who, yeah, the guy who looks like he was like a leftover from Scott Pilgrim?
Yes.
The guy who looks like the missing ex-boyfriend from Scott Pilgrim.
Yes, that's him.
That he isn't actually running around with blonde-on-blonde outtakes? That he passes out that grizzled roadies haven't heard yet that he got his hands on?
Hmm. Now you're making me wonder about this show.
Mm-hmm.
Next, you're going to tell me that they don't really do these morning circles where the tour manager teaches the entire road crew about the music history of the town that they're in.
I'm going to say that probably doesn't happen. Like, if they're doing a show in... if they're doing a show in Louisiana, I don't think the head of the road crew for a band that sounds like the National is lecturing everybody about like Professor Longhair.
Sure, I can
like,
see that.
He's not doing that before the show for the band that sounds like the National, right? Is that who they sound like?
We never hear them. We never hear the State and House Band, Tom. That's a great band name, isn't it?
The State?
It really conjures a specific sound, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, I mean, I just pick what it does for me is it just brings me back to when I fell in love with music
mm-hmm.
and would just stare at an album cover
yeah. All
day long. You stare at the Ramones or like a Beatles record or a State and House Band.
Right, sure. Oh, well, now I'm rethinking this whole thing, and I'm beginning to question my long-held credo that I've always stood behind.
Which is what?
Will Hollywood ever get rock and roll wrong?
They've got a pretty perfect batting average.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of music,
mm-hmm.
congratulations to you.
What do you mean, congratulations?
Well, I heard that Kurt Vile is recording Schnatter on My Noodle for his next album.
Oh, that's the thing we were doing last week.
Yeah, you wrote a song, and I guess he's covering it.
He's covering the Smiths version of that we came up with John Schnatter as Papa John.
Yes.
And there was something about Schnatter on my, that I had Papa John on the brain, and we said Schnatter on My Noodle. Yeah.
How do you think it'll sound when Kurt does it?
Yeah. Schnatter on My Noodle. Yeah.
Sounds just like him. Is he playing a record, Mike? Did he get an advance of this song?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
I did not. He did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Darren, I'm just poking around here on the...
Mm-hmm.
Online, and I'm kind of not sure how to bring... I guess how to say this.
Your Ashley Madison account went down?
What's that?
Your Ashley Madison account went down?
I don't have an Ashley Madison. Okay.
I do.
Okay. Are you on Instagram?
Of course I am. I mean, how else am I going to keep abreast of the exotic month-long vacations of people I barely know who don't appear to have anything resembling jobs?
That's a fair point.
You know my address. I'm at dplop6969.
Uh-huh.
You don't follow me?
Well, it's a funny, I did actually unfollow you a few months ago.
You did?
Yeah, I gotta say, I was having a little bit of a hard time
with
just some of what your whole thing seemed to be about. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, first of all, and just like, this is constructive criticism, you're... Every day you put up about 10 super close photos of your face.
That's my thing, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it's like I can see every pore on your skin. You know, and
yeah.
And I'm not just sure what you're going for with your it's your thing, but it's so close.
I know, but you're the first person that's ever really brought it up in a negative way. I get a lot of likes.
Okay.
Usually in the mid-30s.
In the mid-30s, all right.
Yeah.
That's, I mean...
And is there anything else?
Well, I gotta say, I'm not nuts about the whole, the hashtag you do. What a disaster.
That's my thing, too.
But it's like you're really being pretty harsh on people that you're... I don't know if anybody has or hasn't seen, if people haven't seen it, it's, you've been doing this thing where you take these pictures of people who are dressed kind of sloppy or whatever, and maybe they're uncool, and you know, they're not cool looking or whatever, and you take pictures of them and you kind of either take that so their head's not showing, and you kind of use the hashtag, what a disaster, and you're making fun, you do so many of them, and it seems a little... There's like a meanness to it.
Well, Tom, in my defense, they'll never know about it.
They'll never... Okay, in your... That's not much of a defense, but...
Sure it is.
Well,
is there anything else, or is that it? Jeez.
That's kind of it. That's enough for me to unfollow you.
Okay, well, why did you ask if I'm on Instagram?
Do you follow Katrina, your wife, on there?
You know, actually, she asked me not to follow her. She said something like she doesn't want to feel like she has to censor herself when she's posting things.
Uh-huh.
I guess it makes sense.
Uh-huh. Well, you really might want to take a look at her Instagram feed.
All right, hang on. Let me get my laptop up here. Alright. Wait. Whose toe is she sucking?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that also. That's not yours, is it?
Well, it's from this morning. I haven't seen her in a few days. You know, it must be her mother's toe. You know, I have seen pictures, and her mother looks like she could have man feet. I mean, maybe it's some kind of like homeopathic treatment, like Guingguang or Dianetics, or. But that doesn't answer the question of why she's in a bikini.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Oh, no, Holy Mother of the Ancient Birth. I keep refreshing her feed.
Uh-huh.
And there's more and more pictures that keep coming up. It's like she's on a posting frenzy.
Yeah, this it's not good, Darren.
Okay, and there she is with my new car. And there she is selling my new car. Okay, there she is with my new stereo system. And there she is selling my new stereo system. Great, okay. And there she is with my new boat. Yep, and there she is selling that boat. Oh, here's one of her in front of my house. Yep, and that's her selling my house. Okay, great. Oh, and to tie it up in a nice little bow, that's her setting my dog, Jello B. Arfra, free. Perfect. Great. So long, yeah. Buddy.
Well, Darren, this might not be the best time to bring this up either, but Katrina actually has texted me a whole lot since last week's show, since you called up last week.
She's been texting you? What has she been saying?
Well, she's really wants to come on the best show. She's really been browbeating me with it.
Really?
Yeah. She was saying she wants to promote the magic shows she has coming up, and then plug her website and her blog and something erotic nightwear.
Yeah, that's her clothing line. Uh-huh. It's like lingerie, but it's all black and it's all kind of spooky and magical.
Yeah, it's very okay. It's very. She also said she wanted to meet her at the Chateau Muffler Mont. She said she had a bungalow there and she wanted to work on ideas. And ideas was in quotes, and it's very unsettling. And I'm sorry I have to tell you this.
Oh, man. Oh, it's like I just got punched in the stomach after eating a whole bowl of cashews. Oh, man. This explains the bantering with Gary the Squirrel I heard her practicing in the shower last week. And also why she was asking me what your 20 least favorite pizza crusts are in terms of dough thickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know she's been texting with AP Mike also.
Well, that explains the 9 cases of Coors Light I saw on my bank statement today. Jesus.
I guess I should also let you know that she keeps referring to herself as... Your last name was Ploppleton, and she's calling herself... Mrs. Pinklepoop in these texts. It's like she doesn't even know your actual last name.
Wait, you're telling me she actually spelled it that way?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought her 5 tongue piercings were preventing her from pronouncing it correctly, but I think she doesn't know care.
I don't know whether she knows or cares, but I'm just telling you that that's what I know. What is that?
Oh no! Oh, hang on.
What?
Shut this off. Oh. That's my Bank of Newbridge app.
Mm-hmm.
And this alarm goes off whenever there's flagrantly heinous action on an account.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Darren,
big stuff
this. That, you know, when you and Katrina hung out that first, at the Consolidated Cardboard Retreat?
Right.
Did you tell her
Did you're the heir to the Ploptronics voice modulator fortune?
Oh, and there it is.
Uh-huh.
She wiped out all my accounts.
Uh-huh.
Flat broke.
Oh,
busted.
Man. I'm sorry.
There's dust in them there accounts.
Oh, no, Darren. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
What? What else could be going on?
Oh, no.
What?
Well, you know that app Periscope, you know?
Yes, Periscope, sure.
Well, I just got a notice that Katrina's doing something on Periscope. Hang on. Pull it up. And, of course, yep. It's her and my lawyer, Steve, and she's having him draw divorce papers. We can watch it live. How about
so
that?
She's periscoping her and your lawyer.
Yep.
Drawing up divorce papers.
Yep. Uh-huh. But Tom, it gets better.
What's got what?
Well, she's making out with him now.
Okay.
Tom, I hope you aren't squeamish.
Why?
Because now they're doing it in my four-wheeler, which she just sold to my neighbor Todd while she's doing it in it with my lawyer. Great, great.
Oh, Darren.
Ooh, I know what's going on.
What?
I mean, besides my world falling completely apart.
Yeah.
She is doing a lady stepfather on me.
Doing a what? What is a lady stepfather?
Yes.
What is a lady stepfather?
Oh, come on. I specifically recall a very entertaining caller schooling you on this very film a couple months ago.
Uh-huh. Okay.
To refresh your memory, Katrina is doing to me what Terry O'Quinn did to the lovely Shelley Hack in the 1987 psychological thriller The Stepfather.
Uh-huh.
And I know how this works, all right?
Yeah.
Katrina's been setting up a whole new life for herself in advance of the one she's about to leave, mine.
Okay.
And then she's going to jump right in, leaving a trail of broken hearts, soiled black silken sheets, and semi-dead bodies.
Hey, this might not be the time to bring this up, but it's a little nitpicky. But why would you say she's pulling a lady stepfather rather than just say she's pulling a stepmother?
Well, it doesn't have the same bite. I'll tell you, if you knew anything about upping pizzazz value, you wouldn't ask such an absurd question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to put a stop to this right now, all right? I just texted her saying I know everything she's doing, and I'm going to see to it that she gets severely punished in the jail of my choosing.
Okay. And so you just texted her.
I did, yeah.
And has she replied? Has she texted back?
Oh, hang on. Oh, here it comes. Yes. Yeah, she texted back saying, oh, she's going to turn me into a pig if I come after her.
Turn you
what
into...
What that means.
Yeah. I mean, that's insane because, I mean, she might be... She calls herself an extreme motivational magician, but like, she's not an actual, like, sorceress.
Well, she certainly is in the bedroom, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
But look, I'm going to get my life back starting right now, Tom.
All right. Look, Darren, you got to take care of business, you know? You I'm here for you, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm going to call her right now. Hang on. And then I'm going to call the police, and that's going to be the end of that. Hang on. Here we go. Katrina, it's Darren. Darren Ploppleton? Your husband. Look, you may have drained my bank account so quickly and perfunctorily as you drained my bees, but you're not going to do it to Steve, AP Mike, Tom Sharpling, or anyone else for that matter. All right? And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and you're not going to like...
Oh my God. Wait. Hey, Darren?
Oh my God.
That. Wait, did she actually turn him into a pig? Wait, Darren just got turned into a pig, I think. That's the weirdest. Oh my God. I hope he's okay. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster, who else? Marcia Neumeier, and yeah, you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.